Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
1 hour to go. We started off with John Chill every Thursday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And John, we have a listener that is a huge horse racing fan. He actually owns horse races. He doesn't give out many good picks, though. The last couple have been really crappy, and it's cost me money.
Why are you going after him like that?
Well, because that's what he did. He told us about a horse the other day, and it finished third. Thanks for nothing. When I bet it to win and place, okay? Thanks for nothing, Reagan. So, John, the Kentucky Derby is coming up. You can bet on them, right, at DraftKings?
Yeah, on the app. We don't do anything live. They took down, you used to be able to bet matchups at the book. But yeah, if you
John, you got to talk into your phone. Something's wrong here. Something. It doesn't sound good. All right.
Hold on. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. You're on your speaker?
Yeah, I'm actually at home right now. That's why I was using my headset. But can you hear me better now?
It's all right. It's not great. So you can't bet them live at the at DraftKings Sportsbook at the Gold Nugget?
No, you have to go on the app and bet them. So they used to have matchups live, like it would finish better, but they took those off the board about 2 years ago.
Okay. So you got any tips on the Derby?
I tell you, I like it. You know, this is one of the faster pace races for the Derby, so you're gonna have a lot of horses go out front and try to take the lead. Journalism looks like, you know, he's the favorite at 3-1. But I kind of like Vernon Schler at 12-1. He won the Bluegrass. He's got the ability to pass horses on the inside. A couple races I saw, especially in the Bluegrass, he's able to do that. He's at 12-1. Sandman, I like him. He's another closer. Gray horse. He won the Arkansas Derby. So I kind of like Sandman. Another thing for Sandman, being a Metallica fan, the horse is named after Enter Sandman. So also like that as another prop for the Derby. But I do like Sandman coming through. He'll be a great horse, I believe, like 8-1. I kind of like those two closers. Journalism, huge favorite. I think he did that. He wins the Triple Crown. But I like those as a trifecta there to play that. So. Definitely, it'd be a good race to watch Saturday. But those are my three main picks as a trifecta. I still like Vernon looking to get up there on the board. And like I said, I think Vernon Square, I'm going to pick him to be at 12-1.
Yeah. All right. Journalism. And we got all kinds of. It is.
Yeah, the Derby. I mean, you know, you look at the trends. There's lottery picks at 80-1 you kind of throw out, but, you know, whenever you get lucky in a 15-1 or a 20-1, and they're coming a lot on the Derby, and, history says that.
Too. John, it's really hard to understand you. I don't know, you're on your headset. You gotta go onto your phone, or I don't know, but it's really hard to understand.
Okay. You want me to call you back?
Yeah. Give us a call back because it's too hard. It's just too hard to understand. 713-780-3776 however you can go down on the hotline or whatever. But I don't know if any of you I could barely understand what he was saying. So we got to do that. But because we got to find out Rockets. What do you think? What are the Rockets right now in the series?
To win a series? Well, they were 580 yesterday, so I would say they're probably 350.
Rockets, all right.
Maybe lower, 320.
You think they're 320? I'm trying to bring it up here on draft.
Actually, it should be even lower than that, but I don't know if it will be.
What do you think the line is for the game?
It's not going to be that far. So if the Rockets were 4 yesterday, we'll go 6. We'll go Golden State 3.
Golden State 5.
Whoo!
Yeah, Golden State 5.
That's spicy.
That is spicy.
I mean, they are winning at home, and Houston has a hard time beating them there. I mean, Houston almost never beats Golden State at Golden State historically, like literally historically. Even this team, too. John Chill's back on. But
Rockets are plus 350 right now. Golden State minus 450. John, you could be, you go, you on?
I'm on. Does that sound better?
Much better.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So the Rockets are 5-point dogs at Golden State. A little much?
Yeah, I think so. I think they played well. I mean, I know they've lost early, and I, you know, 5 points is a lot for me. I still got my ticket for them to win the series. And I, you know, I think the young legs will come through here in game six, and, you know, anything can happen in a game seven. But I think 5 points is huge in this game tomorrow. And yeah, I really like the Rockets there.
What about the Rockets for the series at plus 350?
Yeah, I like them. That's basically where I had them when I took them early. I like them in the series. I think that, you know, I think they're playing well. I think they're getting better through this series. I think age will catch up to Golden State, and man, I like them in the series and they're advanced. Go Rockets. And like I said, my game six prediction, but I think it's going to happen in game seven. Another game I was looking at tonight was the Nuggets getting 6.5, and I was trying to look at the injury report to see what's out there. I just don't see the Nuggets getting 6.5. I like them tonight.
How about the Pacers in their series against Cleveland? Cleveland's good, but the Pacers are playing good basketball. Plus 310 those are pretty good odds.
Pretty good odds. Yeah. But Cleveland's been so, man, they've been so dominant. But yeah, man, the Pacers look good in that series.
Yeah, Lance, I'm with you. I like Cleveland to win it all. I think they just have dominated. They could play any style. Their defense, they can score at will, hit the threes. Pacers, I mean, they look good, but I'm kind of leaning on Cleveland on that one.
Minus 400 is a little much to be given.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a high price to play. But as far as the game, I like Cleveland at home at 7.5 right now. But I think that'll go maybe 6. I'm even leaning 5. I think Cleveland's just that type of team.
They've been great all year. You like them against Oklahoma City? You like them to win it all?
I like them to win it all. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like Cleveland. I think this is their year.
Wow.
I know. That's one of my dog picks, John, right there. That's definitely the general bulldog pick right there. But I think Cleveland can make a run. It'd be interesting to see what Detroit does tonight. That's an interesting series. I think that'll go game seven. And I think they'd lay the chips out in game seven there. I don't know who will win that in game seven, but I think Detroit wins tonight as well. So it'll be interesting. A bunch of game sixes tonight. Hockey's got a bunch. I like Edmonton. I like them on the puck line minus 1.5. And one thing about hockey, wait till the end. The empty netters always play a part in the betting, in the puck line or the over-under. So, but Edmonton, you know, coming out 0-2 and starting to win, I think they're hitting their stride. I think they're about a half a goal more at home. So I kind of like them tonight to close out that series and win 4 in a row and be done with that series as well. So,
yeah, the Kings started hot, but then, well, they scored 6 in the first two. But that Edmonton has certainly taken over that series. Anything else in hockey?
You know what? I kind of like I like the Avalanche. That's another one. You know, they're starting to play like they're supposed to play. So I kind of like the Avalanche. I think they're plus 140 on the puck line. Kind of like them. So I might parlay those together for an NHL bet tonight and see the Avalanche. And, you know, hopefully they can win by 2 instead of 1. And like, again, empty netters and all that. But I like the Avalanche tonight at home as well.
All right.
So that's that. We've got some UFC. We've got the little fight night going on. Two big odds for the main event. I kind of like Figueiredo's at plus 410 against Corey. Corey, you know, he's on the doorstep of getting a title shot, but I kind of like for as a dog under 4.5 rounds, it's plus 140 there as well. But Bo Nichols fighting, that's a wrestler versus jiu-jitsu. That's another one I kind of like. I think they're just going to go at it, and I think the over there will hit there 2.5 rounds. But don't like any of the fighters as a pick, more or less rounds in the UFC. But we got that. Yeah, a bunch of stuff going on. And then maybe we'll talk to the NFL next week. We didn't get our quarterback yet, John and Lance, so we'll see. If I'm out next week, Giants. I might be trying out. I might be flying back to Pittsburgh.
No, Pittsburgh, yeah. So I've heard from people in Pittsburgh that they really think Aaron Rodgers is going to be that guy. And if it's not him, they'll go after Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, Cousins. And I haven't followed it too much. Derek Carr, I don't know if he's going to come. I know that, you know, we drafted Ohio State quarterback, but I think he's a year away. I think he's going to grow a little bit. I know Ben, I saw his podcast. He was big on him and maybe contribute this year. But we'll see what happens.
John, how about this? I heard that while I was at NFL Network, somebody very close to the situation said that, and it wasn't David Carr, said that the Saints are done with Derek Carr. Derek had them redo the deal, so he got money up front, and then afterwards told them about his shoulder. Apparently, like, they don't even want him in a building. Wow. They are really done with Derek Carr. They're furious with him. Now, I'm sure they'll try to make nice because, you know, if you want to try to trade him, which you're just going to take a huge cap. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's not a good situation. And if you're hurt, you're hurt, but the timing is just such that it's a mess. The Steelers are one of the only teams right now who you – like, where can Kirk Cousins go? I don't know. Wherever he goes, he's not going to compete for a starting job except for one place, Pittsburgh Steelers. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's down to the Steelers now as far as starting quarterback. Go,
yeah. So you're going to get on a plane and you're going to go fly there? You're going to Pittsburgh? You're going to try out?
Yeah.
You're trying out?
I mean, I haven't been a quarterback since ninth grade, but I figured I could give it a shot, John. I'll go fly out there and – I'm a lefty. I could just sling it around and see what happens. So.
Nice. John Chill with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 every week. Give us a what's the UFC win you like? Your best fight again?
I like the under in the main event, 4.5 plus 140, and I like the under in the co-main event with Bo Nickel and Eric at under 2.5. I think that's a plus 120. So, like both of those under rounds. If I had to take a fighter, I'd take a shot at. I think the price is too much on Corey at minus 550. I would take Figueiredo at plus 410. He's a striker. You just hope he gets that lucky punch in, and he might be able to, you know, land it and get that price at 410. So those are my picks on UFC.
There it is. That's weekend. It. Get to the Golden Nugget and bet it. Let's go, people. Get on over there. You can do the Kentucky Derby on the app, but you can do it all the other stuff right there at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Hey, we appreciate it, John, as always, and we'll talk to you again next week. If you're not in Pittsburgh trying out for the Steelers.
Sounds good. All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. There's John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the place to go to get your gamble on. If you're looking for a casino, well, you got it right there. You got every game that you could possibly want. I don't know what kind of game you like to play. Whatever game, whatever your game is, they've got it. I love their poker room, but you can also all the table games you got right there. But it's more than that, all right? You got a great concert hall where they get all kinds of great acts coming in every month. Go to goldennuggetlc.com and see who's coming in. You got the Blue Martini, which is a great nightclub. You got 12 different restaurants, golf course, swimming pool. This place is awesome. And it's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. One of my favorite places in the world. We're going there in June. As a matter of fact, we'll be doing shows from there. Make your plans to be with us. We're going to be there the 8th through the 10th. So we want you to come and hang out with us at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You're looking for the best place to get your gamble on. I'm telling you, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You're not traveling 8-9 hours to get to Vegas. You're traveling just 2 hours and 15 down I-10, Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Really? Wow. Wow. The ESPN is actually talking about Anthony Edwards and not the Lakers.
Well, that's just one brief segment. All right, let's talk. You know what? The Rockets won. Real briefly, though. Nico Harrison wasn't wrong. Maybe it's ownership wasn't wrong, the combination of them. Luka has...
How many blow-bys did he have? Nine last night?
It's a record for the playoffs. Well, people blew right by him in the playoffs this year. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's been beat. I mean, it has to be he broke James Harden's record. But Luka's maybe never going to be in top shape. Do you ever see early Luka footage? It's kind of a stark reminder that this dude was 25, 30 pounds lighter at one point. Luka can still play at his size, but he's much less quick. He's not quick to begin with. He's not in great shape. He doesn't defend. Would he be a better defender 20 pounds lighter? Absolutely. He'd have quicker feet, even if it's just a little bit quicker. He doesn't really care to defend. Is he just James Harden all over again? Phenomenal scorer, won't defend, doesn't come up in clutch situations. Now, he made it to the finals and was very, very good with Dallas. James has had his moments where James is one of the most elite scorers the league has ever seen. But James didn't defend at all. And don't tell me about his post defense. He didn't try to keep anyone in front of him out front. Luka can't guard anyone. He's a massive defensive liability. He went to the Lakers and they're out 4-1. They're out 4-1 now. They didn't have to give up a lot for him. Now Nico Harrison didn't get the best value for Luka, so he'll have to live with that forever. But I don't think he's wrong on wanting to get rid of a guy who's going to want $370 million, who frankly, I mean, I think you're going to always wish he would put more into it. Like he couldn't play for Ime.
Was getting to the finals the outlier for him so far?
Well, he did have Kyrie too, so.
Yeah.
It's not like he didn't have any help.
No, but even still, he had LeBron and
yeah, and they went out 4-1.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to find who to blame in this series. I've noticed online, they all have blame. LeBron, Luka, all of it. Austin Reeves, all of them have some blame there. And you know what? They got beat by Anthony Edwards, who's a dog. Like Anthony Edwards was always that guy. He always has been that guy. He's young. He's more talented. Younger, quicker teams give older teams. That's why the Rockets should be up in this series. It's no worse than 2-2, and maybe should be up 3-1 right now. But they just can't close. But they're too athletic for Golden State. They're too young. It's just that they've screwed up at the end of a couple games, and here they are sitting there at 3-2. But the reality is, I think it's completely objective to say the Rockets have a better team than Golden State. They were the number 2 seed, number 1. They were better than Golden State the entire year. They have outplayed Golden State badly in two different games where they beat the brakes off Golden State and had leads in Golden State two different times in the second half. So you can't tell me that the Rockets aren't the better team. They are the better team. But sometimes it doesn't matter because it's how you know, it's the championship rounds in boxing. It's the last three innings in baseball. It's how you play in the fourth quarter in football. I mean, it's how you play in the last 6 minutes in basketball. And the Rockets just aren't consistent in that straight. Even yesterday, with a huge lead headed into the fourth, even when the starters came back in, they weren't consistent. But as a team, I think they're definitely better. They're more talented as an 8-man unit than Golden State. Golden State's not very talented. You've got Draymond, who's just, you know, he's just a Draymond. Steph is still very, very talented. Jimmy's very talented, not at 100%, but they have two really talented players. Then they have a grinder, dirty player, and the rest of them are just kind of guys. You know, Moses Moody, yeah, you have guys who are, they're nice players, but you could interchange them with lots of guys around the league. The Rockets have Jabari Smith coming off the bench. They have Tari Eason off the bench. They have Steven Adams off the bench. I mean,
yeah,
that's tremendous.
Yeah, well, much better than Golden State. They don't have what they don't. What is the? They got two guys, and those two guys have beaten the Rockets so far. Those two guys, and the fact that the Rockets can't shoot free throws, that has killed the team. They shot free throws last night. I don't know how you fix it in such a short amount of time, but do you think they had a concerted effort in the off day to just shoot free throws? I mean, they must have done. They were a different team last night. They were just a totally different team last night.
Yeah.
And they actually made free throws, which was amazing. Amazing. I told you that they would not miss 8.5 free throws. You had no faith in our team. No faith whatsoever.
Did you get to six? Well, I was just working. I'm a numbers guy, so I was working off the numbers.
How about that they shot 38 free throws, and they made 32 of them. They've been shooting more free throws than and maybe it's because Golden State says you can't make free throws, so we're going to put you on the line. And we'll continue to push you on the line. Now, if they continue to shoot like this, and we'll see if they do it tomorrow night, then I guess Golden State might change their attitude toward it. Or Golden State just can't help but follow them because the Rockets are
– Dak.
Somebody said – somebody put out there the Rockets have found a way. They've figured out the Golden State defensively, and it starts in the corners. It's starting in the corners that the Rockets are – and Ime said it. They come off the corners very effectively, so the Rockets are combating that. Actually, not very, very nice. They are. They're looking much better. They've got a lot more easier shots.
Yeah.
A lot more easy shots.
Yeah, the Rockets made a lot of threes. They pushed that lead because they shot the crap out of the ball from everywhere. But, you know, they weren't settling. They did at times in the second half. I mean, there were times that they will settle for, you know, shots that aren't the best shots. But I thought they did a much better job of moving the ball, finding shots. Golden State, they really defended out on the perimeter. They took the ball out of Steph's hands. I thought they did a great job of not getting lost with Steph Curry. There was a couple times that Pajinski got open, but then after that, early in the game, but then after that, they kind of shut him down. And then, you know, Moses Moody had 25 points in 26 minutes because he was a junk baller in the fourth quarter. I didn't love how they got beat on the boards, but they won't usually get beat on the boards. Usually, though, I thought Alpi was just kind of blah yesterday, but Dillon was fantastic. Fred VanVleet was fantastic. Amen Thompson was much more aggressive at attacking the basket. All of them attacked the basket better. I still would like to see Alperin. He just hasn't really found his, like the last couple games, he hasn't quite found his rhythm. Like he's having a hard time getting in rhythm. Because once he's in rhythm, and usually he's in his rhythm when he takes you from the free throw line or up, and he dribbles you down and starts using his spins and everything, and he plays without fakes. When he's playing without pump fakes and gets in a rhythm, oh, he's damn near unstoppable.
Yep. Did you see LeBron flop last night?
I saw it.
It's so embarrassing. He's 6'9".
He's so good.
He's 6'9".
And yet there's just certain elements of his game that's just like, man, if he just wouldn't do this, or if he wouldn't pretend to,
he's laying, you know, on the ground forever. Yeah. Just get up. Just get up.
Just be a badass. Yeah. You know, be a big badass. Be a badass. Don't.
What are you? What are you trying to accomplish by laying on the ground like? What is it? Like you're going to get the foul call? You think you're a soccer player or something? Yeah. Is there going to be a
red
card?
He does own Liverpool. He owns part of Liverpool. It's no Wrexham, but it's part Liverpool.
How much money have those?
Do you
guys
see that
made?
Story, Dell? Wrexham, Ryan Reynolds, and Rob McElhenney. I noticed that they never mention him from It's Always Sunny and Mythic Quest. He's part owner, too.
Yeah.
He's the one that pitched Welcome to Wrexham. And they only mention Ryan Reynolds for some reason.
No, he gets – well, not in the show.
In the Twitter – not in the show, but in Twitter, they're saying Ryan Reynolds bought Wrexham for $2.5 million. He bought a team for $2.5 million. If you watch season one that's on Hulu – they start having – this is during COVID, by the way. Him and Rob McElhenney had never met each other in person. They had talked to each other. They knew of each other. And then they meet really for the first time in person during COVID. They meet during COVID when they go overseas to London. They do some Zoom stuff. They bought this team together, Wrexham. Wrexham is at the bottom. It's a blue-collar town, very blue-collar. And it's at the very bottom rung of English football, the lowest level you can be, and they're no good. And the town is just, you know, it's they're in disarray. The team's in disarray. And then they start finding out after they bought them, there's all these other expenses where they're going to have to build new parts of the stadium. They have to redo the field. And they're like, holy crap, this is costing us a bunch of extra money. And they're kind of, you know, bumming out about that. But as the season goes on, of course, they get a – they get the Cricket Mobile or whatever Boost Mobile or whatever is meant. You know, all these, because they're celebrities, they get some celebrity, they get some advertising money coming in, some sponsorships. They're able to get players to transfer over to them, to their terrible team. They're able to get teams, you know, players, good players to come over to them. And so I'm only going to say, well, I'll tell you the whole thing. I don't care.
They moved up three levels.
They won, so they advance. They get promoted. If you're in the top two, I think, I don't.
Well, everyone, in each, that level, each step is different.
Yeah, in that level, I think it was top two. So you get promoted, like, wow, what a good story. Yeah. They got promoted. Then they have the next one, Wrexham, the last season. I haven't seen that season yet. But at the end, I have to tell you this, so whatever. Spoiler alert, turn if you want. Apparently, they win or whatever, and they get promoted again to the next level. Then apparently this year, which I'm sure they're filming,
yes,
which hasn't come out, they're promoted again. Three straight years, three promotions. People fly from all over the world to come watch Wrexham soccer now. People buy Wrexham gear online. Apparently, they're worth $100
million,
right?
$100 million, yeah.
He started at $2.5 million, or they started at $2.5 million. It's worth $100 million. They are one more promotion away from getting into the Premier League. Dale, are they in the championship now with Leeds and your team, Fulham?
No, my team's a Premier League team.
Well, but aren't you headed down probably?
No, they're fine.
Okay.
Top 10. Worry about your club and stop throwing slander my way.
We're top 12. We're fine. Well, 14.
Yeah. Oh, 12, now 14. Okay.
Well, we're not in relegation zone, so we don't
care.
Good
for you. His team is
the Clippers. We're just over here sipping tea.
For people who don't know, who don't care about Wrexham, just know that Lance's team are the Clippers of the Premier League.
Yeah. You mean in the second round of the playoffs?
No.
Well, maybe.
They're in a city with a much more acclaimed club who wins a lot while they don't win anything. They're the Clippers. While Liverpool.
Or the Jets. No, not
you're not
even
the Jets.
Jets.
Not even. The Jets have a Super Bowl. You're not even the Jets. What were
you
asking?
Yeah, we're kind of the Jets.
You're not the Jets. You're the Clippers.
Why is Kendrick's face so close to me? Jesus.
Kendrick Perkins?
Tell him to back up a little bit.
Yeah, they're in the. They're going to be in the championship, the second division of English football.
Why is he sweating so much?
Well, I don't know. It's distracting me. So they're in. They're in championship, right? Right now?
I believe they were just promoted to the championship.
Yeah, so championship. One above championship is Premier League.
Yeah.
And they're going to really buy everybody now.
Yeah.
They're going to really buy everybody. Can you imagine? At some point, he's going to be able to sell that team for $200 million if they want. And they probably love doing it anyway.
How are they? They're in the championship in that little stadium. I mean.
Oh, they'll get a new stadium now. Yeah. Well, sure. I don't know. Well, I've not watched it.
I think it's more difficult to do that there than it might be.
The end zone. And
small town. It's a small blue collar town.
It's a
town.
Great story.
And they live. The fans live for Wrexham, and Wrexham's been terrible. This is a phenomenal story. But you know what's funny? LeBron bought into Liverpool. You're buying into debt. Like all the top soccer teams have debt because they never got their player salaries under control. So now they have to borrow money to pay off debt instead of just taking a hard line stand against players and saying, look, we've got to make this equitable. We can't lose money all the time.
You know, we were talking about it last night, and you said, well, this is the way to do it, is to buy. Those small teams all lose money, too, now.
Oh, they do.
I mean, Wrexham is a different story than any other story
much
you've
less,
ever heard.
But they buy much less. But if you get celebrities, if you get – see, it's more than – athletes don't have the same – like, LeBron's a mega star internationally, and he doesn't have as much acclaim as Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Not in London, not in England. It's not going to matter. You think NBA basketball matters in England?
No.
It doesn't. Well, you got a better chance with a football player.
No, he's a star.
Ryan Reynolds is like a they're Marvel, not a basketball Marvel superhero. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think
that's a whole different level. People don't realize Ryan Reynolds is way bigger than LeBron James. NBA is not big in London.
LeBron is bigger than
the NFL is.
LeBron is bigger than his partner, Rob McElhaney.
Yeah. Yes, because he's not even big over there.
Yeah.
They're like Always Sunny. What? Mythic Quest, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I watch him.
Yeah, he's in a different category because Marvel's a worldwide thing. So, but
if you got Michael B. Jordan, and then you know, so NFL's getting really big in England. So if you got Michael B. Jordan, and who's a football player from the past that's got a lot of
Tom Brady,
yeah, Tom Brady. If you got, well, he's got the Raiders. Give me somebody else.
Well, he can own another team.
Not Tua. His team would suck. Michael B. Jordan and.
Well, let's
not Matt Schaub.
Well, let's use the connection. Michael B. Jordan and the fiance of his co-star, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
Bills are pretty big over there. The biggest are the Jags.
The Jags.
So if Trevor Lawrence. If Trevor
hair.
Lawrence and Michael B. Jordan, yeah, they'd be huge.
Yeah.
Even Maurice Jones-Drew.
Except Trevor Lawrence is bigger there than Rob McElhenney is.
I would think so. But they've got the biggest ones. I think the Packers are really big. We don't want Brett Favre around money. We're not doing Brett Favre.
Oh, boy. Have you seen? There's a new doc out on Brett Favre.
I bet it's not flattering.
It's not flattering at all. The trailer came out. Dell, did you see this trailer?
No, I haven't seen
it.
Oh,
my God. It's Brett.
Oh, here's one.
Brett Favre. And they go into the whole thing where the D-picks that he was trying to...
Oh, yeah. Why are we doing that?
I mean, because it's about the fall of Brett Favre.
Yeah.
It is. And it's...
This is a Vicodin.
Yeah.
So, all right, what about this? Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back, and it's Aaron... Now, I'd say Aaron Rodgers and Michael B. Jordan, that would be huge over there. Packers are big over there. They're going to know Aaron Rodgers. Here's the problem. The thing that makes those two guys, Rob McElhinney and... Ryan Reynolds, such good owners, they're likable.
And their
personalities.
Yeah.
And they're friendly to the people of the town, the blue-collar people. Aaron Rodgers would drop a giant. He would walk into wherever the other city was, pull his pants out, and drop a turd in the middle of a pub and say, if you don't like it, so what?
What?
That's Aaron Rodgers' personality.
I don't think he's just dropping trowel and taking a
English
dude.
English people would beat the piss out of him.
I don't think he's doing that.
Wow, we got a break.
They would. In a pub, they would put up with his attitude.
Did you happen to watch his documentary?
I would be great as a soccer owner.
And he was trying to change.
If I had 2 months to be a soccer owner and get my money together, I would be a phenomenal soccer
You would be a terrible
owner.
One.
I'd be phenomenal. I'd bring analytics into it.
You're not likable.
You're a
numbers guy. I'd bring in NFL-level scouting into the soccer side, which is what's missing.
You'd be done for immediately because I already know you're an Everton fan. They're going to hate you from the rip.
Yeah. No.
Who's going to hate me? We're not dangerous over there. Everton.
But if you root for another team.
No, they are non-threatening.
No, but if you root for another team, they don't want you owning their team if you root for another team.
Yeah. Oh, Dan Friedkin owns. Now, it's not. It's in a different. It's in Serie A, I think.
Yeah, it's not the same.
The Everton owner owns a team in Italy, I think.
But they know you love Everton. They're not going to want you as an owner.
Well, that's too bad. They get me.
Zerline out.
You want
Zerline out?
Hey, don't do that with your arm.
I'm just going. I did with a finger. Zerline out.
No, did you see what he was? Don't do that, John. they're going to screen cap.
But this
you.
Is a finger. Zerline out. That's not the same.
You were doing.
I saw, and you kept doing it over
Heil.
And over
you were
and
doing
over.
Heil.
No,
Zerline out. Zerline out. Using my last name, which is of German descent.
But I didn't bring it to my
you
chest.
You two are flagrant.
Why are they making Kendrick Perkins look like Mr. Potato Head? Why is that?
You think they hate him? That's why they're making
well,
him look like that?
Well, that's on him. That's on the producer saying, Kendrick, we need you to lower your camera down a little bit.
Look at that.
I mean, go to a break. This is stuff people can't see.
All right. Time to talk about Game Day Men's Health. You can see. You can see the results. You'll see the results yourself. You'll see how much better you feel, you look. I'm telling you, the Game Day Men's Health people care. And I love that about them. Because I've been doing testosterone replacement a while, and I just didn't feel like the last place I was at. I just didn't feel like they really cared. I really didn't. They just wanted to get you in that shot. The person will walk in. How's everything? Feel good? Okay. Hurt. You get your shot. Bye. We got 100 more people that we got to get in and out of here because we got to sell this testosterone. And then, oh, by the way, when you come in, you're going to take a test to find out what your testosterone levels is. They want you to pay them $150 or so. What? No, I'm not paying you to find out whether or not I'm going to be a client of yours. That's ridiculous. But that's what they do. Not at Game Day Men's Health. They're not charging you for a free consultation. Labs right there where you get your results. And then all of the stuff that you need to feel better, look better, all of your goals, they'll go over it and they'll figure out a way to get you there. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone and a hell of a lot more. It's Game Day Men's Health. I love it. You will love it too. If you're feeling sluggish or you're just not yourself, you might have low testosterone. Get to Game Day Men's Health. Find out for yourself. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:43. Dell, what did we miss?
Well, we have the defending Stanley Cup champions advancing. They took out their hated rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in 5 yesterday.
Yeah, Florida and Tampa in the first round is...
I don't know how that works out. It's just they are in the same division, but, you know, top 8, whatever. So I guess I do know how it works out.
Good, that's a rivalry.
Yeah, they can't stand
each
other.
They've been good. Both teams have been good for a while.
Yeah, I think Tampa was punishing Florida for several years, and Florida changed the way they play. They went from a super offensive team to a more defensive-oriented team, and they popped off and won a Stanley Cup, and they take out their in-state rival yesterday. What else do we have? We talked somewhat Lakers and Wolves. Anthony Edwards is a madman. He was walking around crypto just talking about how much Lakers suck and how good they are. Just walking around the arena after the game. Outside the arena after the game. Just talking, having a great time. And so they will go into
didn't
LA.
Didn't they have to catch a plane? Didn't they have to get on the bus?
I don't know. At some point, he's got to get on the bus. But until then, it's time to let everyone know. And he did the whole because, you know, Shannon, when he was on TV, he would go, this, Lakers in five. So Ant did that, walking back, I guess maybe to the press conference. He goes, Ant-Man, Lakers in five. And he goes, she. So, yeah, Ant was having a great time last night.
We found out Lance McCullers is starting on Sunday for our Houston Astros. How about that? You like apples? Oh, yeah. All you doubters out there that have doubted Lance McCullers just because he hasn't pitched since 2022 when he gave up five home runs in a World Series game. Just because of that. And now how do you feel? Now, you believe now? You believe now?
Do you believe now?
Why is
do you believe that?
Lance McCullers is back, folks.
Yeah.
Is he starting? Or
he is starting on Sunday.
He's really going to start?
Yes.
Yeah. Over under three.
He should come out of the bullpen, I think.
Three innings. I do, too. Three innings.
That's a pretty good number. But yeah. I'm going over.
Believe not.
How about Forrest Whitley came back and immediately went on the IL because of a knee?
He's not meant to play a lot of baseball.
Will Lance McCullers make it the rest of this year?
Yeah. I'll say yeah.
You're going to say yeah.
I mean, guy's been through multiple. He's been off for over 2 years. He's had multiple surgeries.
900 days.
At some point.
It's 900 days.
It's been 900 days?
900 days. 22 World Series.
Pitched since 22, yeah.
22 World Series.
Yeah. Man.
That's a lot of days to not be on the baseball. But he made a lot of coffee in that time.
30, yeah. I saw Maven at the game yesterday. It's at the Rock. Minor league stats this year. This year, Lance, at Sugarland, six innings, three hits. At Corpus, he was 6 2/3, seven hits. Strikeout numbers, what is that, eight? Yeah. Eight strikeouts in six innings, eight strikeouts in 6 2/3 innings. I mean, let's go. 1.26 whip. Let's go. Let's just see what you got, Lance. I'm excited to have him back, but it's gravy, though. Like, if he performs really well, I'm not expecting a lot from Lance McCullers. I don't think it's fair to him, and I don't think it's fair to me that I should expect too much from him. He's hurt all the time. I can't get too excited about it, but hopefully he performs well. I won't say I'm super hopeful, but because I can't say that I think it's going to, I think there's a better chance of failure than success because he just hasn't pitched for so long. However, that lineup of Lance McCullers being an effective pitcher will be really, that will be a nice little surprise.
It's all lineup. If, in fact, he can come in and pitch well, it is going to be. I mean, do you trust Lance McCullers more, or do you trust Gusto more?
Oh, God.
And that's not a great thing for Lance McCullers.
Well, as a starter, probably Gusto.
Probably.
I mean, he's pitched over the last 900 days in the big league, so not a lot. Now, Lance McCullers over Blue Balls, and then Lance McCullers over Taylor Stapp.
Yeah, Blue Ball did not hit. Blue Ball is his name, and he didn't get any help from Jeremy Pena with the error. That was a double play ball that Jeremy threw away.
Okay, Lance McCullers or Taylor Scott?
Lance McCullers.
Yeah, me too.
Taylor Scott is having a hard time. Lance McCullers or Overt? We have a guy named Overt, by the way.
I know. Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers or Ort? Lance McCullers.
Ort. I don't know.
No, probably Ort.
Probably Ort. Probably Ort. I think it'd be nice if he was if Lance McCullers went to the bullpen instead. You know what? He could have as much time as he needs to bounce back. He wouldn't have to throw a lot. He could throw a lot less in each outing.
You must not have seen his Instagram profile.
Starting pitcher?
SP only.
SP only. Oh, okay. Thank you, Titus.
Sorry.
Thank you.
And look how that works out for Titus. Got moved to guard last season and probably is going to play guard this year.
Probably going to play guard again this year. But he said LT.
But we were told that
RT only.
We were told that didn't mean what it meant.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't mean what it meant, what it said.
Yeah.
It didn't really mean what it actually said.
There was a deeper meaning behind it. It was, right, Lance, he was pointing out that someone said he could only play right tackle, and that was a motivational thing to put RT only up there, not him telling the world that he only wants to play right tackle. That's what Lance found out.
That's what you found out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That he only...
Like some evaluator said he was only a right tackle.
Ah. I gotcha. You have to go, right?
Yeah.
He has to leave.
They just threw a bunch more crap.
Are we just going to go into News of the Weird? Or are we going
to break? Well, you're done.
Well, you got to. I didn't see this, but you got a powder coater.
No News of the Weird today.
I got a Houston powder coaters here?
Yeah.
Oh, so I should do that probably.
You should do that. Yes.
I should probably talk about Houston powder coaters right now anyway, because I like Houston powder coaters. I love Houston powder coaters because Robin is awesome. Robin is going to give you the square deal. Robin is going to make sure that by Lance. Robin is going to make sure that you know exactly what's going on. She's going to make sure that if in fact you do need powder coating, that you get it. She is going to make sure it's the perfect color for you because they've got hundreds of colors to choose from. And then all the combinations from colors, which is if you want to make it look like your team, that's awesome. She can do that. Whatever it is, your patio furniture, you want it all red for your Cook fan or Rocket fan or whatever. If you want it blue and orange like your Astros, if you want it like red, white, and blue like your Texans, whatever it is, you want to go out and take it out there and you want to tailgate with it, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's a lot of fun. But here's the deal is Houston Powder Coaters can do all of that and more. Whatever it is that you want to save metal-wise, and oh, by the way, they can on your patio furniture, the slings and straps and everything else, they can fix that as well. You're looking for the best way to get that patio furniture or your wheels, your wheel kits, your bumpers, your anchors, your any boat part that's metal, any of them. You get it at Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is awesome. You've seen their work. It's all over the city. They're the best. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Yeah. Now, you remember that campaign that the film industry was using that they said you wouldn't steal a car?
Sure.
So don't steal our films.
Yeah, they don't want you streaming stuff illegally. Yeah, piracy. Yeah.
Piracy. It's illegal. You know that campaign that they used? They had a certain font. They stole the font.
Interesting.
They stole the font for the campaign that they used to tell you not to steal their films.
So how long ago is this? Has there been litigation since? Because that was a bit ago now, right?
I don't know. Sky News just came out with it. I guess it was.
I gotta believe the media.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake news.
Can't trust the media,
especially over in Europe.
Yeah,
yeah, they fake. But I'm going to believe him on this one.
Of course, because they're attacking another institution that people might not like.
How about that? You wouldn't steal a car, but we'll steal this font.
You know what? You're right. I wouldn't steal a Lamborghini. But if I don't really want to go to the theater to see one of your crap movies, I'm going to stay home and watch it and see if it's any good. You're right.
But you pay for some streaming services.
I pay for all the streaming services for the most part, yeah.
No, but, you know, Raheel steals everything.
Raheel's going to join us today. I'll ask him that question. Do you steal everything?
He steals a lot. Yeah.
He puts us on game. That was his thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did put us on. Kids nowadays, they steal all that, right?
Honestly, I don't know. Is that just something for the millennials? I don't know if Gen Z will do the legal streaming now. They don't even care about TV, though.
Yeah, they don't, but they. I think they, like Lance said, his kids know all the hacks.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah. An Australian radio station was secretly using an AI host for 6 months.
And no one could tell the difference.
No one knew. Do you think that maybe we could use an AI host from 10 to noon every day and no one would know?
No, I have a particular... Well, you mean just a representative of me? Someone, an AI maybe. Version of me? Probably not. But I will say we should employ an AI host tomorrow.
We should.
From 7 to 10, yeah. AI John. Do you think that version of you would have more of a filter or less of a filter? Because it's...
Probably more.
Yeah, because even AI wouldn't say some of the things you said.
No.
You just type in the stuff, and then we'd get a version of you, and AI would be like, you sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure?
You sure we should say that?
Yeah, you sure we should do that?
You sure about that? Okay.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow if a station can come up with an AI version of you.
A woman is being slammed online. She went into a Broadway show, and she brought a can of tuna. Do you think you should eat tuna in a public place?
What are the rules for theaters? They serve food there, right? On Broadway shows? You can eat, right, or not? I've never been to a Broadway show.
You can drink, but you have to drink what they have. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I know outside food, but I'm just trying to figure out if eating at all is out of bounds.
I don't think so. I don't. You know what? They don't have food. I think they have candies.
Candies.
When we went, I think there was candies there, but that's about it.
So I would say you're just breaking the normal rules. You're bringing outside food. Forget that it's tuna. It could be anything. Don't bring food. That's one of the rules, right?
Me turning to the woman who opened a can of tuna and ate it during the second act of Cabaret last night.
I do think that's a weird
it
food
is a weird
to bring.
Thing to bring in.
Bring yeah. someplace, just popping up a can and eating it with a fork.
Yeah, anywhere, not at a Broadway play. Anywhere.
Yeah,
who brings a can of tuna?
Unless
with them?
It's part of your lunch at the office, but to a public place,
but is it stinky? You don't do
it's
that.
Not gonna smell
you don't
good.
Put fish in the microwave.
Well, maybe you don't put it in the microwave.
But you don't. It's stinky anyway.
Yeah, but I won't get after someone for bringing their lunch. If you throw in the microwave, you're imposing on me. But a can of tuna to a theater?
Yeah, no, you're too
weird. A play?
Weird.
That's weird.
You're too weird. We are done. I'm done.
For the weekend.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow.
When you get back,
Rockets will be advancing to play Minnesota.
You think this Rockets team is coming back 3-1, from 3-1 down?
Coming back from 3-1, absolutely. Rockets are coming
back
from
3-1. I will say, there better not be any close games.
No, because they can't win close games.
Yeah, they better jump out like they did yesterday.
Yep, they got to get that job done. They got to do that, and they got to jump out. And then the Astros are playing the White Sox this weekend, and Lance McCullers. Will Lance McCullers win that start?
Do you think he pitch? I don't think he pitches five. I think they're going to be very careful. I don't think he pitches five.
You don't think he pitches five?
I think whether he's good or not, I don't think they're having him go five.
No, you're probably right. Four might be four. He might top out at four. Depending on number of pitches, and that might be a little much. We'll see. All right, we are done. Hope you all have a great weekend, everybody. I'm talking about Own Wealth because Own Wealth, listen, it's coming up. It's May 1st already. Today is May 1st and May 15th. We are 2 weeks away. We are 2 weeks away from the time that you can protest. So you got to do this. Do it. Do it. Do it now. All right. Protest your taxes now, because if you wait too long, you're not going to be able to do it. So go to ownwealth.com right now. It takes 3 minutes to sign up, and then they do everything. You don't do a thing, nothing. You don't do a thing. They'll notify you, we protested your taxes. There you go, and then we'll get the job done, and then they'll show you how much they save, because you get the notification from the government of how much your property is worth. They're wrong. They're lying. They're trying to gouge you. Do not let the government gouge you, because 86% of the time, Own Wealth has done this, hundreds of thousands of them, and 86% of the time, it's too much. They're charging too much. So let Own Wealth go in there, fight with their technology and their expertise, and save you money. And then you just pay a fraction to them of what you saved. So you're looking for the best way to fight property taxes? Ownwell.com. It takes 3 minutes to sign up. Start saving now. Ownwell.com. OWNWELL.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.